Okay. I'm Mary Nell Young, and we're at 120 Boone Street in Monticello, Kentucky, Wayne County. And I'm talking to Clyde Davenport. Clyde, how much time do you devote to your fiddle playing now?
Oh, I play about once every month or two. Well, somebody comes in.
Do you play for yourself?
No, don't play.
You just play on demand, huh?
It's demand. Nobody wants to play.
Well, what kind of things then put you in the mood to play? Do people ask you for certain pieces?
People come to hear me play.
How far away do they come from?
Well, they come as, I don't know how far they come. So far, I don't know how far they do come. North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio. I can't think of nowhere else.
You said you went up to Port Townsend in Washington State.
Yeah, I went up there and stayed 10 days.
And you were teaching a workshop there.
Taught a workshop and taught a band how to play. And that's about it up there, except my dancing all night at 4 o'clock in the morning.
What kind of dancing?
All kinds. Just dancing.
With a collar?
None, no. I didn't have no collar. I think them pretty girls.
What's your favorite tune now?
Well, I tell you what my favorite tune is. It's the first tune I played in my life. I guess that's the reason I call it my favorite. Sally Goodman.
Did you play it in a tuning?
No, I played it straight to key.
Straight natural, G, D, A, E.
I played key A.
What were some other tunes that you learned to play early?
Well, now you got me there. I can't think of, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Did you play the, who did you learn from?
Nobody, didn't learn from anybody. Just played. Didn't have to learn, see.
Well, when was the
nobody,
first time you tried?
Nobody ever showed me anything, and I never listened to anything to learn to play. Never showed nothing about it in my life.
Were you, how old were you then?
I was 9 years old.
And where did you get that first fiddle?
Well, I made it. I made it off of a, out of a board off of a white oak tree where they lined them out with rows, cover buildings with. They shaped it out like a fiddle, you know, and put two strings on it. I went to the mountain, cut me a dogwood stick, went to the barn, big log barn, you know, and called the mule's tail turned to a crack, and I got what hair I wanted, and then I started the mule out, and I let it back on and pulled the hair out of it, and fixed it on that stick and made me a bow. Well, then I had to go to another mountain where yellow pine trees grow, and got me a little ball of hard draws, and you know, off the side of the tree, draws in my bow. Started playing.
And Sally Gooden was the first one you wanted to.
It's the person I tried.
It just came to.
Well, I just played it. Just quit.
Both parts.
All of it.
Just that easy.
I probably played it all.
Well, I'm jealous. I had to work real hard to learn.
Well, I told you it took a dumb person to do it.
Okay. What members of your family played music?
My daddy played. My oldest brother played. And my brother younger than me played. Then my brother just older than me, he didn't ever try to play anything. My youngest brother could play. Of course, he don't play now. He could. There's four of us boys, and my daddy played there.
What was your daddy's name?
William
Davenport. About when was he born?
He was born in 1876.
76. Did your grandfather play?
Yeah, my grandfather played. I never did hear him play. He was old, you know. Well, I might have heard him try to play. He was up in 90 and old, boy. I don't know much about it.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what his name was?
Marion Francis.
Marion Francis Davenport. Mm-hmm. What about your mother's father?
Francis Murray, I get it right directly. Francis Murray.
Francis Mary.
Yeah. And what did you say?
Your mother's father. Did they play?
You mean my grandpa's wife's name? She was a Parmalee.
Zerelda
Parmalee.
Oh, that's a name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Zerelda Parmalee.
Zerelda Parmalee.
Now let's go to your mother's side of the
family.
Well,
my mother was Lucy Boston. And she had a brother to play the fiddle song.
She did?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Jim.
Jim
James,
Boston.
I guess they called him Jim.
Jim Boston. And did her father play, Jim Boston's father?
He did, I never know that.
So
I just remember seeing him one time when I just little, you know.
Uh-huh.
I never had no contact with him. I just seen him one time when I just little. Just barely can remember.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When did you first play out in public, you know?
Well, I don't
know. Have you always played at home?
Well, usually when I played, just played for myself. That wasn't too often, but lots of times on Saturday night, there'd be somebody going to have a little crowd gather in, you know, and I'd know it. Well, I'd go on Saturday night, you know, and play the fiddle all night from today on the man around the play firm, you know. And so while I got out of it, I'd walk 4 or 5 miles each way.
Was that around here at Monticello?
Yeah, back in the mountain, back where I was raised, you know, back in the hill.
Mount Pisgah?
Yeah, about 16 miles out.
Well, when did you move to town?
Well, I've not lived in town over, I doubt it's been 10 years.
Oh.
May have been that long, may have been a little longer, I don't know. Just what year did move to town? Well, of course, I didn't stay back in there.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Indiana and got married up there, you see. That's where I got hooked at, spoiled myself.
Has she been putting up with you all these times?
Yeah, when she can. And then I moved back here. I didn't go back in the mountains. Well, I left out there before I never married. Never married the old man.
What do you mean, old man?
I was 29.
You were
29, almost 30 when
you
got married.
You were almost used up.
No, I wouldn't say that. I've asked Lorraine about that. then I moved from Indiana and bought me a farm out here at Barrier, Kentucky. I sold it and I already had one on Gap Creek. And then I bought me one down here at Stop. Moved down there. I never did go to Gap Creek and I lived down there several years. And then I sold it and went to Tennessee and bought me a truck stop. Run it a while. Sold it out. And come back here, and I don't know where I did buy it, but anyhow, I've been around a little, you know.
Yeah. So you said before when we were talking that you went for 14 years and
16 years. 16 years.
What was happening during that time?
Not a thing in the world, only it's hard work.
Uh-huh.
Didn't have a fiddle in my house, never played the fiddle for 16 years.
Well,
I don't know how come he'd ever get a hold of a fiddle and start up again.
Well, how many fiddles do you have now?
I've got two.
Uh-huh. But you made the blonde one.
Well, I give that to my girl. See, I've made three of my girls one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one to make one yet. My youngest girl lives in Jamestown, Tennessee.
You have three girls?
That's one of my girls now.
You have three girls?
Yeah.
And you've made each of them yourself?
I've got four girls. I made three of them one. Got the other young girls.
Do
they play? No.
Well, you've got big set some way. You go along good thing.
They could learn. They got done somehow. They could learn.
Well, you can't really say what prompted you to get a fiddle after you went for 16 years.
No, don't know how I got a hold of it. Nothing, don't remember nothing about it.
Did you get back with your brother?
No.
Are they still playing?
No, they dead. Already gone.
Now, how many were in your family?
There was five of us boys, and there ain't but two of us living, me and my youngest brother. And I've got three sisters. They're all older than us boys. My oldest sister's going on 78. And they're all living and doing well. three brothers died. Well, I had a brother died when he was 9 years old, my oldest brother. The next oldest brother, he died when he was 63. The one next to him died when he was 51, and the other one died when he was about 49.
You beat that,
then. Huh?
You beat that record, didn't you?
Yeah, so far I have. The oldest brother was an awful good fiddle player. Well, the next one younger than me was pretty good, but they was rougher fiddlers than I am. They're a little rough, but they could play. Once they played, they played, you know, they're rough. I've always smooth. I ain't smooth like I used to be.
Oh, you're smooth now.
I ain't smooth like I used to be. Just that I don't know what's happened, but just can't play smooth as I used to. This is my way of playing. It's my own style. What I play is my own style. I never tried to pattern nobody else. But I know I'm not smart enough to know me a boy like that that run me. Just where I couldn't play at all. I tried to play like everybody. You can't do that. If you got a style, stay with your style. Not everybody did change mine.
Well, you listened to the radio and heard
TV. Well, I never
radio.
Didn't have no radio. Well, like I'm doing that, no. Didn't have nothing.
No radio stations around.
Wasn't there in here. Mm-hmm. Wasn't there in there. Wasn't no radio. So if this man had a radio, why, they'd gather in miles away to go hear the radio on Saturday night. When they first come out, they got to use earphones, you know. It was pretty tough, boy, back then, Dave.
So you played the tunes that you heard
other people played.
Right?
I never heard too many of them until I get big enough to know where I could get out on my own and go places and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to walk in.
Well, in 1921, you didn't go to World War II, did you?
I went through World War II.
You did? Where were you?
I was in Africa, Sicily, and Italy.
What kind of music did they play over there?
Over in Italy they played accordions and mandolins, something like that.
Develop any tunes from?
No.
Bring any of that music back?
No, I didn't get to hear too much of it. I had something else to do.
Well, I had a few other things to do.
Yeah, I got other things to do. I wasn't interested in it, you know.
Uh-huh.
I never did try to learn nothing in my life, just play.
Well, like for example, your tune "Open the Gate and Walk on Through."
Yeah.
Was that a tune that your daddy played?
No, my daddy didn't play that. I got that off the record. Here this, oh, it ain't been too many years ago. Better get a record, and I played it on the record. I just played it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it never was no trouble for the last few years me to pick up a tune.
Mm-hmm. You tune your fiddle out of natural tune.
Yeah,
you put it in.
Yeah, I can cross tune. Play a few tunes, not many.
What do you, when you're in cross tune, are you in A-E, A-E? You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I don't. I told you it's done. Don't all I know about it just play. I call it the key of A.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I can tune it, you know, in the key of D.
What? We'll do
I
that in
it.
A minute.
That's the way I call it, you see. I don't know about this other stuff.
What do you play in D?
Huh?
What do you play in the key of D? When you tune it
to
D?
The cross key?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd have to think on that. I could have thought it was. I'd have to sleep on that. Zolly's Retreat.
Oh.
Black Snake and Bony Parts Retreat, the only way I ever heard it played.
Mm-hmm. How many parts do you put in when you do Bony Parts?
Bony Parts Retreat?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's two.
Do you play any marches?
No, if I do, I don't know if they're marches. I may play them, not knowing. You know. I told you didn't know that bad, just playing.
Well, that's part of the beauty of it, isn't it?
Well, that's the main part of it, play. If you can play it, that's where you need to go. And
yeah.
If you're good on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, you play some on the banjo too, don't
well,
you?
Well, I can't hit the string since I got my hand crippled. I've got arm cut off, you see. So back on. That's my wrist and hand up, can't hit the string.
But you can help fiddle.
Yeah, I have to drag it straight. See, I can't work my wrist like I used to. Mm-hmm. It won't work now.
Gives you a nice distinctive bowing style.
That's the reason I couldn't write my name, you see, my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk on me and stiff enough.
Do you play the same tunes on the banjo that you play?
Oh, I can play some of them, and I can play some that I don't play on.
We might play some banjo.
Well,
like a little later.
My band still is one of these old time banjos, and strings is rusted in the two of them.
Yeah.
I've got a nice one in there. There's no strings on it.
Does it have frets on it?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it fretless.
Yeah, I have
play.
Too. I've made banjo. I said I made banjo, I made one time. A 16-year-old learned to play on it. I never did know what ever I traded off, never did know where it got to.
What happened to your dad's fiddle?
My sister's got it. Didn't have the last I know that. I had it and let my brother have it. He lived in Indiana and I let him have it. And then he gave it to my sister.
Let's let that truck go by.
I gave it to my brother and he gave it to my sister. I reckon she still got it. It was a HOEL. Oh. German fiddle.
Mm-hmm.
Right, cut right there on the back of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one that was H-O-P-E, Hope, you know. Made on the same pattern, looked just like and everything. And then there was H-O-P-L. And they all had it cut right here on there. Burnt right on the line store. And his was H-O-E-L. Loud old fiddle boy. Black. Sort of the blackest little bit, dark. He bought it when he was 22 years old. Give $2.50 for it. He ordered it, you know. Had to order it then. They didn't have no music stores or nothing, you know. He ordered it, they did it. 22 years old when he ordered it. He kept it as long as he lived. And still playing.
Have you played or listened to any black musicians? Are there any that live around
here? Coots Bertram used to be here. He's in Indianapolis, Indiana now. And he was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard him play in the Courthouse Yard up here.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good thing. And of course you know about Lenny Rupert, Dick Burnett.
I've heard an album.
I used to stand up here in the Courthouse Yard Saturdays and listen to him play. Boy, that old Leonard couldn't do nothing but play up in it. It just like it was good.
It did.
Oh, that's been a thing. Did you never get to hear him either?
Not while he was alive.
No, not while he was alive. I know you didn't. You ought to hear him back when he was alive and young, you know. There ain't never been a man that ever pulled the bow like he could, and there never will be. But they'll say he's the best to ever pull the bow. Mm-hmm. Oh, there used to be a lot of musicians here in Monticello. There was Harrison Ramsey, was the fiddle player. Sam Bell was the fiddle player. Dick Burnett was the fiddle player. Leonard Rupert was the fiddle player. My daddy was the fiddle player. And I could just go on and on if I could think. But this town was full of music, or this county here was full of musicians.
Considering it.
Now they ain't, they're not here now.
The percentage of musicians went down.
Yeah.
And the percentage of the people. There are a lot more people now, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot more people now, but there's back in Wayne County, what went to Indiana and Ohio around, the county wouldn't hold.
Huh? Maybe they had to leave.
Yeah, they had to leave, get work. Now you can tell them about my fiddle. Nobody knows nothing about that.
Okay, let's talk about Nicholas Amati.
Yeah.
I was trying to put a Amati on it for a while ago. This is a Nicholas Amati. Where'd you get it?
I bought it in Indiana. Off the color in Indiana.
And you repaired it?
I repaired it.
What all did you have to do for it?
Well, you see how it cracked up here?
Mm-hmm.
All them places that broke up. Put the piece in here. See? took, reset the top back, and you see here where you, this was so bad that we could cut it off with another neck.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on, made another neck, put in the bend and made it too short.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad, but this area, you know, it's the way we're done.
How old do you think that?
Well, it's not, there's lots of fiddle older than this. This here is a main brand fiddle. And that's a nice piece too, you see, there's a little piece sitting up in there.
Now what's that mean, when it's like that?
I don't know what it means. Now, the Antonio Stratus has got earth turned this way, it ain't that wide, but it runs under that apron there, bridge, apron bridge.
Oh, and that sets up on the end. I'm beginning
this,
to see what you're saying.
Up down this way.
Uh-huh.
See, another one this way. It
uh-huh.
ain't that wide. It's not. Yeah. And they're pretty well shaped, a whole lot like it.
Well, it's a narrow little thing.
Yeah.
It's flat here towards this end.
It just arched up a little in the middle, you see.
Uh-huh. They carved it out like that.
Yeah. I've been laying off make me one like that. Yeah, can I get by with it?
Sure you could. From what I've seen, the other blonde fiddle that you did that delicate inlay work, that you can do anything you wanted to.
I wish I could. I wouldn't be a sitting here.
What was school like for you?
Bad. Yeah, I hated to go to school worse than anything. Thing I ever done in my life.
Was it a one-room school or?
Yeah, one-room school. Set high up on the hill. Had to walk about 2 miles.
How many kids were there?
Oh, 60 or 70, I guess.
Did you finish through the eighth grade or did you
find
other things
to do? No, I quit.
You didn't like it at all?
No, I quit. To work.
A lot of people needed to work.
Sit there all this time, never look at my book. Boy, I hated school so bad, didn't get no education either.
But you can play fiddle.
I can do other things.
You can do many other things.
That's them educated people can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell you what I wouldn't do, wouldn't give what I know for no man's education.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing I can't do if I want to do.
Oh, my darn car. Well, Clyde, I saw you last fall down at Berea, and you were playing in a performance situation with Bobby Fulcher. What's your favorite kind of situation when you're asked out to play at a place like that with an audience, or when you go up to Townsend for a workshop? Are those things that you want to keep doing, or would you change something?
No,
about
I wouldn't.
That.
I wouldn't change anything. But the bigger the crowd, the better I like it. I can get on stage and never make a mistake.
I noticed that.
I can sit down here and play the stiff thing. Somebody wants to hear them make all kinds of them.
Well, you make all mistakes you want to. You play for a long time, and I don't hear them.
Yeah, I play for them. Care for that.
Let's see, you've got a grandson and some daughters here. Do you think any of them would learn to play?
No, I don't. I've got 3 granddaughters, 2 grandsons.
What would it take to entice them to learn?
Both my grandsons got a fiddle. I give them a fiddle to you. I ought to give it to the girls, I guess, because I'll learn them.
You might try that. That might make the boys jealous, so if you turn around and give them, tell them, hey, you want you to give that fiddle over
there. They are kids learning to play now. They're old enough. They're 10 years old, both of them.
This is a good time to learn. You said you were 9.
Yeah, I could have played if I'd had something to play on when I was 5 years old. I know that stuff.
You think that you're a good listener?
I had a good year on it.
Good memory.
Yeah, but I had a good year on it, see. It's just state women didn't even. Mm-hmm. Now I can't learn one.
Why don't you play one right here on the end of this?
What would you like to hear?
I think you've got room to play a little tune right here on the end, and we'll flip it over.
You're the first one I ever played in my life.
Yeah, let's hear the first one you ever played in your life. What is it going to be?
The first name.
Sally Gooden?
Yeah.
That's real pretty.
I know some spots good.